You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome into the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of ArrowheadPride.com, Pete Sweeney. We're previewing Sunday night football, and we continue with another press availability. Today, it's head coach Andy Reid, linebacker Anthony Hitchens, and left guard Joe Tooney. So we'll hear from Reid and Hitchens. We'll take a quick break, and then you'll get to hear from Joe Tooney. But first up, here is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid.
All right, so the only one that didn't practice today was Chris Jones. Everybody else practiced, and we'll just see how he does here in the next couple of days with his wrist. Listen, we look forward to the challenge of playing in Buffalo. We know how good they are, and our guys have had a good week of practice and finished up today with a good solid day. So, anyways, with that done, George.
Let's go first to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Coach, I'd like to ask you quickly about Chris and then a follow-up about something else. Are you discouraged, encouraged with where he is right now for this week?
No, I mean, it's just we're trying to get it calmed down. So, I mean, that's the main thing.
And then these games, like these Sunday night games, I know every game counts the same, right? I get all that. But can they tell you something about your team when they rise to the occasion in these kind of big games that everyone is kind of paying attention to?
Yeah, that's a catch 22 because you need to rise every week in the National Football League. So it doesn't matter the game, you got to play at a high level. So, you know, it's important that the most important thing is that you generate that every week.
Next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach, this is a quick follow-up to Todd's question there. I know you want to see how it goes with Chris, but how comfortable are you when he's the kind of player that can probably absorb a full workload without a week of practice?
Yeah, I mean, he could. Yeah, he could do that. Yeah.
Let's go next to Sarin Petro. Go ahead, Sarin.
And I'll have a follow-up, Brad. Coach, Josh Allen and his development as a quarterback you know, I think this is year four for him. You've kind of talked about, you know, it takes time for a quarterback. Is there, I know every quarterback's a little bit different, but is there a time when a guy is what he is? And, you know, Steve Spagnuolo is, you know, there's nothing new you can throw at a guy and, you know, you're just going to have to line up and beat him.
Yeah. It's you start getting to that fourth and fifth year. I mean, that's you've seen normally just about everything. So, I mean, there's obviously growth that takes place. It's just a little bit on a smaller scale. But normally through those first 4 years, you're putting it together, and he's done a nice job with that. You know, he's a good player.
And follow-up to that is just gaining momentum. I know you guys have, you know, you've put together, I think they had the stat last year that's like every almost every year you've been here, you've had at least a 5 or 6-game streak, a 7-game streak. Do you know that that's coming? Can you feel when that's starting that, hey, we've locked in, or is it just you kind of, oh, wow, it's week six, and we've put this thing together. How do you see it coming out after all the years you've been in it?
I don't. You know, it normally just happens. I mean, that's you're so – the best way to explain it, Seren, is you're so into the moment. It's tough to look back and forward. I mean, it's just how it is. And so you exhaust yourself on each team and get ready for it. And that's – that's what you should do. I mean, you should stay focused on that. And then whatever happens, happens after that.
Go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Coach. Willie Gay had the return to practice this week. I was curious how he looked and where your optimism level is and maybe him potentially contributing on Sunday night.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Just see how it goes here in the next couple of days with that. But, you know, as long as he can get in and know his stuff and feels comfortable with his foot, I mean, we'd be okay there.
Go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Andy, just wanted to ask you about the cornerback situation right now with Treverius and Rashad Fenton. Just how did they look in practice, and do you feel like they're going to be available for you on Sunday night?
I think so. I'm pretty sure they're going to be there unless something happened here, you know. But I should say also that Willie, he was let out of practice for personal reasons today. So, but those other two practiced today and did a nice job. So.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach, with three more days of practice for Josh Gordon and under his belt since last time we talked to you, if he does play Sunday, what kind of a workload would you be comfortable with for him?
Yeah, well, we'll see just how that goes. Matt, we'll just see how all that works out as we go through tomorrow and get ready for Sunday. I'm going to talk to him and just see how this week went for him.
Last two, we'll go Harold and then Matt. Go ahead, Harold.
And kind of a follow-up to really all the injury-type questions, just what are you going through in these next couple of days in the process? What are the conversations like with those players to see, okay, are you ready or not to play? And then how do you determine a confidence level on if they're ready for Sunday or not?
Yeah, well, they've all but Chris have worked, you know, so it's, it's just a matter of them feeling like they can contribute, you know, and play and not put themselves in a bad position and making sure the doctors are on board with that and so on. So I kind of rely on them.
Brad, I'll have just a second quick follow-up. But first of all, Anthony, hey, last week was way better in the red zone. I know you guys have been working on that for a long time. What do you think went right in that regard?
Yeah, I think just starting with the guys getting lined up, knowing what we're trying to do and accomplish it and just finishing the series. I mean, we went out there with a mindset to like give up, like get in the red zone, just three points, you know, and we did that and we won. And like I said in prior weeks, if we would have done that weeks prior, I think we would be sitting here undefeated right now. So for us as a defense, we understand that. So we're just continue working. And like I said, we've been working on this since OTAs, and it might not show up week one, two, three, four, but it showed up last week. And there's no guarantee that it's going to show up again this week. So we're just working on it and just trying to get better in every area.
And then with Willie, I know he was back to practice this week. How did he look to you, and what could that mean for you all as far as getting him back in the lineup?
Yeah, he looks good. He's moving around, getting his feet wet again. He's been out for a little bit, so, you know, you got to get that speed up again and like stuff like that. But he's been good. He's been in every meeting. He's been in every walkthrough, even though he's was on an IR or whatever he was on. But he still comes to every meeting, shows up to practice, walkthroughs and things like that. So he wasn't far behind at all. We all know Willie got all the abilities and the talent and stuff like that. So I was looking forward to, you know, his future and helping us win some ball games here down the road.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
And Brad, I'll have a follow-up as well. Josh Allen, just what the challenges are for him. Anthony, I mean, a big guy that's also not afraid to run and put his shoulder down. He kind of runs a lot more physical maybe than other guys and packs a lot more of a punch. How does that change your preparation for him?
Yeah, he's a big guy, big target. Certain ways you need to tackle him. He's one of those guys where you have to stay high and arrest his arms and his upper body. He can't be diving at his legs and his feet. He just, you know, keep it moving. Got a good pump fake, strong arm, can hold the ball with one arm. So, just like every week, man, every week presents a new challenge. This week is definitely number 17 back there, and got a strong arm, ability to run, ability to check at the line. He's going to be in this lead and for a long time and play some good ball. So just a new week, new challenge. This week is the quarterback, and we got some things for him, and me and him can play a little cat and mouse game with the checks and audibles and, you know, see how we do there.
I'll try to take away. I know every game's important. I know there's a lot more football to be played, all those things that are there, but I mean, you look across the field at the Bills, you know, they're one of the chief, you know, contenders for where you guys are being the top dog AFC. They look across, they know you guys are two-time defending AFC champions. And right now there are seven teams that are 3-1. There's a big difference historically, the success rate of being 3-2 or 2-3. You know, is there a sense of urgency in this game because of the opponent, because it would be another, you know, you don't have the tiebreaker as it stands right now with the Chargers, with the Ravens. Is that, you know, all that stuff come into play with you guys as you prep for this game?
I'm going to be completely honest. Honestly, I don't think none of us even thought that far ahead. Really, this is a new week, a new challenge. We're just trying to be 1-0 come Monday morning. All that other stuff, the ties and the tiebreakers, we can all add that up at the end of the season. Right now, we're just trying to be 1-0. That's all I can say about that. We're just trying to be 1-0. We're not worrying about our record right now. We're not worrying about if we win or lose or none of stuff like that. We're just trying to be 1-0 this week and beat the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night.
All right, let's go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Hitch. I know you've always professed yourself to be kind of a normally an even-killed guy, but I just got to wonder when those defensive rooms, when you see some of the statistics out there about the run defense and prior to Philadelphia, the red zone defense and the points per possession you're giving up, how much do you guys take that into account and just say, all right, this is the week. We've got to line up correctly. We've got to make sure everything's on our P's and Q's. I know you do that every week, but like, has it been more of an emphasis this week because it kind of ticks you off a little bit?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. There's only one way to show up every week. Man, if you're playing bad as a team or defense or individual as a player, man, you just got to keep showing up to work. Like I keep saying, every time it doesn't show up every week. It might not show up for us for a couple of weeks now. It's pretty black and white. There's no easy way around it. Man, we just got to show up and keep working and keep working and keep working. And we have the right guys. We got the right talent to be the top 10 in every category on defense. We just got to continue building and, you know, buying in, getting everyone healthy and locking in. And I think every week we were making improvements, just not in the areas that everybody wants to see. You know, we improved in a run game a couple of weeks ago. I think it was the Chargers, but we lost the game. So it kind of got overlooked, you know. I mean, our tackling was like 90% all the way until last week. Like we were making 90% of our tackles as a team, which is, you know, one of the highest in the NFL at one point. And then last week we missed five tackles, you know, six. So it's almost like we're improving in some areas and then we're taking a step back in other areas. So we're just trying to put a complete football game, you know, together week in and week out. And the only way to do that is to show up here on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and just get after it. And we've been doing that. And we just can't wait till it all clicks. And once it does, we're going to get this thing rolling.
We'll go last two, Matt Derrick and then Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Anthony, we've talked about for, you know, at least the first month of the season now about teams, opponents wanting to try and keep up with your offense. So they're always playing aggressive and doing those kind of things. One thing is that they've been going up tempo a lot, especially in the red zone. How do you kind of prepare for that, especially when you're going up against teams that maybe don't do it that often on film, but you're seeing that they're going up tempo against you, especially in those red zone spots?
Yeah, I just think there's a couple of things that team do like versus us that they really doesn't, you know, do on other teams or show on film. Every week I put my notebook. I don't really watch film. I just see the concepts of what they do, but I also want to know what they're going to do versus us. Everyone plays us different. Everybody wants to run the ball more, it seems like. Keep Pat off the field. Go for it on fourth downs. Go hurry up randomly, middle of the field, off turnovers, red zone. So I'm really – when I'm watching film and stuff like that, my film studies are more of self-evaluation. Like, what are teams doing against us that's repeating week in and week out versus what is they got? What have they done for 4 or 5 games versus other teams? So we have a plan for all that. We just keep getting better at it. For me personally, I think that's how we're going to grow. We got to see how teams going to attack us and not the team they played prior. Because, I mean, we have the best quarterback, in my opinion, in the league, in the National Football League. And no one wants the ball in his hand at the end of the game. So we're going to get teams that go for it on fourth downs, treating third downs like second downs because they're going for it on fourth, crushing the 50-yard line, going for it, speeding up in the red zone, things like that just to keep us off balance and keep the chains moving. So I just think as a defense, we're watching film like that. So that should help us tremendously going forward.
We'll go last to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Anthony, I asked Dan Swanson this a few days ago, but in terms of not getting turnovers or getting close last week in Philly, just is there something that you're noticing on film that may help you guys get more turnovers and just how pivotal can that be for a defense that's trying to find more consistency?
Yeah, turnovers is huge. I mean, it changes ball games. Most teams, I think, is 2+ turnovers are like 85-90% usually win the game. So we definitely strive for that. And they come in bunches. If you ever realize it, you get a pick or turnovers, usually, I mean, it's 4 or 5 weeks straight. That ball is just spitting everywhere. So like I said, man, we just got to keep our heads down and keep working. And it's early in the season. I mean, freaking, they added an extra game, so season even longer. So, I mean, we got time. We just go keep working, and just let the chips, you know, fall where they fall. There's no easy way to the top, and we all know that.
Hitch, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you, guys.
You just heard from Andy Reid and Anthony Hitchens, and now we finish up with left guard Joe Tooney.
Hey, Joe, the run production's been very good in the last two games. What do you think maybe has been the difference with the offensive line coming together in that regard?
Doing pretty well. Just, you know, I think we all, you know, want to do more. And, but, you know, we're an offense that has 11 guys blocking, you know, got to give credit where credit's due. You know, wide receivers do a great job blocking down the field, tight ends, running backs run really hard. And, you know, so it's a team effort. You know, I think we're constantly just working on it, you know, day by day, week by week, but always trying to improve. And yeah, just trying to, you know, play hard.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Joe, you're pretty familiar with the Buffalo Bills from your time with New England. When you pop the tape on and you prepare for them now, how have they evolved, in your opinion? And how different is this defense from when you faced them?
Yeah, I mean, they've had a really stout, strong defense for the past couple of years. And, you know, they play really hard. They play really well together. They're obviously really well coached. You know, they're just a nice combination of size and speed. It's going to be a real challenge. And, you know, I think it just didn't take 11 guys on the offense, you know, communicating, working together each play. And, but yeah, I mean, they've shown throughout the years that they have, you know, very quality defense, and it's going to be a challenge.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Joe, yeah, going into the season, you know, there was a hope that maybe it might be about a month into the season before the offensive line, you know, really started getting that chemistry down and, getting, you know, just feeling like everything was kind of working together. Do you get that sense that you're there at that point? I mean, is there still some work to be done, or do you feel like that this group is really on the same page now?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's always stuff we can improve on. I think individually, everyone, you know, I don't think anyone's satisfied, and collectively as a unit, you know, definitely not satisfied. You know, it's a long season. We just try and, you know, make small, you know, improvements. You know, every time we step on the field, you know, evaluate the film. And our coaches do a great job, offensive line coaching, offensive coaches, of, you know, getting us going in the right direction. And, yeah, we're just still trying to work together, just still trying to, you know, improve and be the best we can be.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
Yeah, I've gotten kind of different responses over the years when asking offensive linemen about this, but different running backs, do you change what you do, or is it just on them, and, you know, they've got to go off what they see on the back of your jersey?
No, I mean, I think we all just try and execute as hard as we can each play, regardless of who's in there. Or I don't think we change too much or anything. We've got a bunch of great runners, a bunch of great playmakers on this offense, and it's really fun to block for them. They run so hard, and you know, they're great guys. So it's been going well, but, you know, we're still always trying to improve.
And then just one other question. I know the game has gotten a lot more, and Andy's always been very advanced on this, is getting the receivers in the run game as well, which I know gives you guys an opportunity to maybe set up some angles that, you know, can help you out there. How much do you enjoy those kind of end arounds that maybe give you a little bit cleaner shot and a chance to get a guy that doesn't see it coming?
Yeah. I mean, as an offense, it takes 11 guys to run the ball, and you know, those guys on the edge, receivers making huge blocks downfield, or yeah, like you said, you know, sometimes even closer to the box. So, you know, I think it's great. Just everyone's playing hard for each other, you know, giving their all. And like I said, I think we want to keep building off that and keep trying to, you know, improve.
So next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Joe, you guys have been really successful the last 2 weeks in short yardage situations, whether that's third and one, fourth down, obviously being next to the goal line. What do you think has worked so far, and how important will that be as the season goes on to be successful in short yardage situations?
Yeah, those are critical situations. You know, I think our coaches put us in great positions to, you know, kind of showing us, you know, what they think is going to happen, and put a great game plan in. And, you know, then it comes down to all the guys on the field executing. And, you know, just we try to take it one play at a time. We realize how critical those plays are, short yardage and goal line. And, you know, we just want to execute for each other, I think. And, just keep grinding.
Let's go last to Karen Kornacki. Go ahead, Karen.
Hey, Joe. Two things. One, just the Sunday night atmosphere, the environment, the electricity, playing a team that, you know, is probably a playoff bound team that you could see again. The excitement about that. And then I have one other thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Arrowhead is electric regardless, but it's Sunday night. I mean, you amped up even more, and, you know, it's great atmosphere, amazing. And, you know, just, you know, really looking forward to it. I think everyone is.
Joe, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.